Hi, everyone. Thanks for finding us for another edition of the Spider Insight Podcast, along with Christian Travis, our football director of public relations. I'm Bob Black. Coming up here in a couple of moments, Azeez Foster-Powell will join us, the local product who enjoyed his first 100-yard rushing game in Saturday's contest at Bucknell, which ended in a wild affair. 33-28, the Bison knock off the Spiders in an offensive slugfest. Christian, let's start with some of the personal accolades from some of our guys, and then we'll dig a little bit deeper into what happened in the contest. But when you look at Ashton Snellsire making just his second collegiate start, he throws for 307 yards and four touchdowns. I mentioned Azeez Foster-Powell a moment ago. Isaiah Dawson, 144 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And even defensively, and from head coach Russ Huseman right on down, I think the defense knows they didn't play one of their better games. Still had a guy in Peyton Seelman with 20 tackles. So there were some personal accolades that unfortunately came out of a loss.
Yeah, and I look at this game and I kind of look similarly to Lehigh, where there were a lot of good individual performances. Unfortunately, though, it's a team sport and you have to find a way to put those individual performances along with our coaching together to get the win. But yeah, like you said, I look at Azeez Foster-Powell, I look at Isaiah Dawson, Peyton Seelman, Ashton Snellsire, Kwanye Vini had a career-long catch that unfortunately got hurt on that play. But, you know, good performances all around, so it's finding a way now to put those all together to get the win.
Isaiah Dawson, big play Zay, instant offense, six catches, 144 yards, and the two touchdowns. And I heard from more than one person who watched or listened after the game, Christian, that we're learning more about Isaiah Dawson, that he's more than just a speedster. He's actually got really good hands, and when he goes up to get a ball, he's going to grab it, and the 50-50 balls are going his way as well. So he's more than just a speedster on the football field.
Yeah, and he's not incredibly tall. I think we have him listed at like 5'8", 5'9", somewhere in there maybe. But on that last, during our last possession, we threw the ball to him to get a first down, and he jumped up way above his defender and caught that ball. So yeah, he's a speedster. He's got great hands. He's got great field vision. And really, he gets it done in the run game, the pass game, and also on special teams returning. So really, when you look at, you know, total offense, you know, he's a guy that's like leading those categories for sure for the Spiders.
Going into that game, we had certainly heard a lot about Ralph Rucker, the Patriot League Offensive Player of the Year from last season, preseason favorite this year, and he played a good game, right? 284 yards passing with a touchdown, but their running game is what really got them the victory. It seemed like they rushed for 212 yards despite the 20 tackles by Peyton Seelman.
Yeah, I mean, we had trouble stopping their run game for sure. And I'm looking at the box score right now, and you see total plays. Bucknell ran 81, and that's just, you know, it's hard to keep your defense. Granted, the defense was out there too much on Saturday, but it's really hard for a defense to be out there and engaged for 81 snaps. I mean, it's hard to do, and that's how you have guys like Peyton Seelman step up and make 20 tackles. It's been a really long time since anyone's done that. Tyler Dressler in 2019 was the last to have 20 tackles. And, you know, 20, once you get into the 20s, you're reaching, you know, all-time great marks. I think 26 is the highest that the Spiders have ever had.
And they had a great rotation of running backs, so they kept fresh legs in the game, bringing them in on different series with different guys, and certainly worked to their benefit. And they had a terrific receiver in Sam Milligan, who had 11 catches for 133 yards as well. So they were as advertised from an offensive standpoint. From the Spider perspective offensively, we didn't really know what we were going to get out of Ashton Snellsire. I mean, we've obviously seen him play before. As I mentioned, just his second collegiate start, and he did some great things and then some not-so-great things, quite frankly. Four great touchdown passes, but obviously the three interceptions were costly.
I was driving home on Saturday. I was trying to make sense of kind of what this game was, and I was saying it was bookends. It was a tale of the bookends of the game. First three drives, touchdowns. Last three drives, turnovers. Mm-hmm. Those first three drives, and then the pass to Javion Griffin in the end zone for another touchdown. I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, this is really awesome play that we're getting out of Ashton Snellsire right now. I mean, he was lights out. I remember one of the tweets I put out said, on fire and on point. And in the beginning of the game, that's exactly what he was. End of the game, totally different ball game.
I don't know if this is accurate or not. We'll have some conversation with him later in the week. Again, taping this on a Tuesday. But while he has played, he didn't have an overabundance of experience. And I do wonder if maybe a couple of those interceptions, if he had a little bit more experience over the course of time, to no one's fault, that maybe those interceptions don't happen. I know that's kind of wishful thinking, almost second-guess thinking, but you can't teach experience. You can only gain experience.
You know, and he took over for Kyle when he went out during the Howard game, mm-hmm. and then, you know, he had the week to prepare and get reps with the ones. But, you know, when you go through all training camp and, you know, the first 5 weeks of the season taking reps with the twos, you know, timing is going to be off, things like that. And so, like you had said, you know, with experience, can you necessarily learn that? I'm going to say, you know, you have to play and get the snaps in order to have the experience. I will also say, though, that Ashton Snellsire is a student of the game. Mm-hmm. This guy's football IQ is absolutely through the roof. He studies it. Coaches talk about it. Coach Huseman has said that kid's going to be a head coach somewhere someday.
Last thought on the Bucknell game, and here's one of the reasons I thought it was such an entertaining game. With all due respect to our friends, the punters, there was only one punt in the entire game. That was by their guy. Ned Gray never, ever stepped on the field Saturday.
Exactly, which is, you know, offensively, that's what you want. You don't want your punter out there at all. And I remember talking to Aaron Trussler in the past, and he'd be like, oh, I'm so bored. And I went and I talked to Ned at the end of the game, and he's like, I'm really bored. You sit around here, and you just wait and wait and wait. And he said, nothing is worse, though. And this is, you know, as Bucknell is kneeling the ball down, he says there's nothing worse than not punting in a game that you end up losing. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have too much experience. Granted, he's only played in six games, and really five because he didn't punt at all this last game. But I imagine that holds true for punters everywhere.
No doubt about it. Now, one guy that did find himself on the field a lot was our guest on today's Spider Insight podcast, Spider running back Azeez Foster-Powell. What an effort. He only had 8 carries, but he gained 108 yards. He had no negative yards in that game, and he had 3 of the more incredible runs that we've had the privilege to describe and that fans have had the privilege to watch. They went for 23 yards, 25 yards, 27 yards. And I thought today, as way of introduction and bringing Azeez into our conversation, go back and we montage together those 3 terrific runs by Azeez Foster-Powell. Snellsire claps his hands, takes the snap, hands it off. Azeez Foster-Powell bounces at the outside, up the sideline. He's at the 40, stiff arm, gets across the 45, finally knocked out of bounds on the Spider sideline at the 47-yard line. A 27-yard run for Azeez Foster-Powell, his longest run of the season.
Man, I love it. I just love it. I know I say it every game, but when you see him do some things, I know a year ago he puts his head down, he gets a nice gain for 10 yards. This time he's able to dip in, dip out, get on the outside, pick up 20 yards plus.
The handoff, Azeez Foster-Powell has running room on the near side at the 40. Tight ropes the sideline at the 30 and finally gets shoved out of bounds down around the 24-yard line. Azeez Foster-Powell taking it deep into Bucknell territory. Snellsire takes the shotgun snap, hands it off to Foster-Powell, breaking tackles, first down, down the hash mark, breaks another tackle, gets inside the 20, keeps his legs churning all the way down to the 16-yard line. You are not bringing down Azeez Foster-Powell on the first hit, the second hit, or the third hit.
Different kind of run right there. Dog. That's what everybody wants. That's why Coach Huseman loves him. That's what he says all the time, man. It's an attitude. He brings that type of spirit.
Azeez, thanks for joining us on this week's podcast. Our audience just heard those 3 great plays. One got better after the next, 23, 25, 27 yards. Can you kind of take us through that? Like, what's the mindset? You're breaking all those tackles, gaining extra yards, making shifting kind of moves. As Chris Anderson said, kind of turning what could have ordinarily been a 10-yard run into 20-plus yard runs.
Yeah. So just walking through that plays, I just trusted my line, trusted that they'll get to their blocks, and I just have to make a man miss and continue to just really run for my team. And get us in great positions to get down the field and move the ball.
So when you weren't making the miss, you were kind of running through them. What's that kind of like when you're bouncing off of tackles, would-be tacklers who seemingly are ready to drop you, and the next thing we know, you're still running?
Yeah, so, like, I say that's, like, a part of my game. I like the contact. So it's like when I see a defender right there, like, I want to run through you, like, for real. But it's just – I still got to, like, understand, like, what type of position we are in. So, like, as far as holding on to the ball, like, that's what I think about when I break into, like, the secondary. Mm-hmm. Like, I prepare to hold the ball. So it's like me bracing for contact, that's already one plan in my head.
Now, you put in a ton of strength conditioning work over the summertime, cut down on some weight, and then watching you play this past Saturday, obviously a career best day for you, your shiftiness, your explosiveness, your speed out of the gate in open field, making guys miss. Do you think you could have done this a year ago, 2 years ago?
A year ago, I'd probably say not, because like I wasn't as quick, elusive, agile as I was now. But like 2 years ago, I probably would have had it, you know, probably. But like as far as just like last year, I don't think I would have had that, you know. I feel quicker.
Sure. What do you attribute that to? That speed, and is it Coach Brinks and his staff and the stuff they've been working on with you guys?
For sure. Like that's definitely got to be a part of it. I mean, he helped me a lot over the summer, and I can't knock him for that, you feel me? But also just like me being around my teammates and them helping me like get faster, get like just really being under myself, being under control, under my feet, and the circumstance that I need just to move around, you know.
Refresh our memory on this a little bit, Aziz, because I know we talked about it preseason camp and at the start of the year, and everybody saw you and you looked so different. How did all that come about, and how difficult was it for you to lose that kind of weight and remain as strong as you've stayed?
I mean, yeah, so it came about like I really wanted to actually like get back to, you feel me, like my 215 self. So I didn't want to like be overweight. I didn't want to be heavy. So then like going into the off season, I really was focused on losing weight. So but like it wasn't easy, you know. Like it definitely was a hard. I had to change how I eat, you know, and then I had to just come out here and just fight. So then it just all fell in line with me.
You're one of 19 guys on our roster this year that's from the 804 area code, coming over from Highland Springs. We've got other guys on the team, too, from Highland Springs. Kind of talk about, you know, playing with them, having the success you did in high school, and then being able to bring that over here. I know you and Ye are exceptionally close.
Yeah. So me just being in high school, like, that was, like, really my home. And then it's, like, just seeing my teammates from high school in the same college that I'm at, it's just, like, I can embrace that, like this is my home, you know. So it's like every time I step on the field, I try to go all out for like my teammates. So like that's a great feeling.
And you're also going all out for some other people too, because I look up in the stands sometimes, there are graphic tees that say Aziz with your face all over them. Is that your family, or you just have like a huge fan base?
So like it's my family for sure. My mom, my dad, my girlfriend, my brothers, my aunts, you know, just a lot of them in one section, and once I get to see them, it's definitely put a smile on my face.
You feel like you try to perform for them?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Every game. I go all out every game.
All right. How about performances amongst you guys in the running back room now, and kind of the chemistry and yet the competition between you guys, particularly Jamal Brown and Andrew King? Michael Kramer coming up and coming, unfortunately, is hurt. What's kind of that like amongst you guys as running backs?
Yeah, so with that, it's like same thing with my family. Like, that's a whole family thing in that room. You know, like, of course, we're going to compete every time we step on the field, but, like, it's straight great emotions. It feels amazing just to be in the same room as them.
How good did it feel for the offense this past week to really carry the load? I know there, you know, the turnovers are one thing, but to be able to put the number of points on the board and the number of yards that you guys got, how good a feeling was that? That, you know, maybe this offense, you know, with some young guys on the offensive line, is starting to come together.
Yeah, so it felt great, you know, just us being a young offense, as you said, and we just went out there and played to our best of our ability. That's like, that just feel good, just to have get the ball movement, you know, get the ball moving and getting it downfield. You know, we just show how much effort we put into this starting from practice.
Talk about your trust levels with Ashton, and you know, mm-hmm. obviously this is a backup quarterback, albeit a very good backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Talk about him, and then kind of the rotation through the offensive line, and just the trust you have being behind those guys.
Yeah, so I tell all of them each and every practice, I'd be like, hey, we only could get as better as y'all get us. You know, it starts with y'all. And then, like, while I'm back there with Ash, so I tell him, like, hey, this is your game. Relax. You feel me? Like, we playing at your pace. So just play your game, and we're going to follow right behind you.
Is that normal for the running back to kind of, you know, be in the quarterback's ear like that and kind of tell him, like, hey, man, you know, this is up to you, you know, but, like, take a breath and you got this.
Yes, sir. So it's like, you know, we want to take as most stress off the quarterback as possible. So, like, if that means being in his ear, you feel me, like, just being close to him, making him feel home, and, you know, like, protecting him as always. So
a couple more for Azeez Foster-Powell, our guest on the Spider Insight podcast this week. Christian and I mentioned, Azeez, to the audience before you came on, that we're taping this on Tuesday. We were watching the end of practice, and then we sat down with you. We didn't notice anything different on the practice field this Tuesday than any other Tuesday this season. What's kind of the mindset of this team trying to plow through this right now at 3-3 and 0-2 in the Patriot League to get that first win this week and to move forward?
Yeah, so you know, just get our heads wrapped around last week. You know, we got a big game coming up. So it's like we can't worry about what happened. Like, it already happened. Just move on. Like, keep on prepping, keep on finishing and exactly, and everything going to fall in place.
Well, we will look for that this Saturday. Back on the road again, right? How
yes,
tough
sir.
Has that been on you guys, all these road games?
Yeah, the road game's tough, but, you know, we can find a way to get past it.
It'll feel really good to have a happy flight home this week when we get this win over Colgate. Azeez Foster-Powell, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Azeez. Bob, when I was watching him making some of these spins and jukes and stiff arms, and, you know, he's so good in the blocking game. He's just so good when he has to do the blocking himself, too, and laying down a nasty stiff arm. And I thought somebody was up in the press box with, like, a video game controller just hitting. You know, I never play video games, but whatever button you have to hit to do a juke, I think someone was hitting those for him. So, you know, watching his maturity and his growth during his time here at Richmond and seeing, you know, last year to this year, just how athletic he's gotten has been really, really exciting to watch, and I'm really happy for him to go out and get his first 100-yard game.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously, as we talked about with Azeez, and you heard particularly Chris Anderson making the analysis, you know, it was kind of addition by subtraction, right? He subtracts 15 pounds or so, and he becomes an even tougher runner, and a runner who now has the ability to make the moves that you were just talking about, that probably a year ago at this time, as he talked about it with us, probably isn't making those moves.
Yeah, I thought last year, you know, when he first came in, he was a little bowling ball, and, you know, I don't think he's going to mind us saying that, but I looked at him and I said, you know what, this is like your third and short. Like, he's almost like a fullback. You're just going to give the ball to him. He's going to put his head down and run. And now it's, you know, give him the ball anywhere. If he finds open space, he's really, really hard to stop.
Absolutely. So we'll look for bigger things from him moving forward after a terrific game last week at Bucknell with the first career 100-yard game, as Christian said, 108 yards for our Spider Insight podcast guest today. Azeez Foster-Powell. Love having another local product making good here for the Richmond Spiders. All right, Christian, it is Tuesday. We are recording, as we like to tell our audience, during practice on Tuesday. We're watching them down there. Doesn't look a whole lot different than any other Tuesday practice right now, but I just wonder what kind of thoughts you might have on plowing through at this point, you know, for a Spider team that's probably not where it wants to be at 3-3 overall and 0-2 in the Patriot League.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys go to the University of Richmond at the end of the day. They're super mature, and they're never going to think for a second that they're out of anything. This team is going to continue, like you said. This Tuesday practice looks no different. Nobody's out here hanging their head. The intensity is as high as it's always been. This is a team that's just going to keep trying and keep pushing and find a way to get these wins.
Got 2 1-score losses in the Patriot League, the opener against Lehigh and last week against Bucknell. How about this week against Colgate? Again, in the Patriot League, first time around, we're kind of learning some things about our opponents, and we know that this is a team that's won a game in the Patriot League and is coming off, you know, a pretty resounding win against one of their rivals up there in Cornell out of the Ivy League.
Exactly. In the first game of the season, they went blow for blow with Monmouth, who's got a really explosive offense, is really highly ranked right now. I think they're sitting around 10, 15, somewhere in that range. You know, and like Coach Usman said, even before we started playing these Patriot League games, he said it at the kickoff breakfast earlier in the year that any given Saturday, a Patriot League team, doesn't matter who it is, can rise up and get a win. Right now, the Spiders are looking to be that team. I think when you initially say that, it's, oh, you better watch out. You better not, you know, discredit anybody because they can come and beat you. Well, we're the team now that's going to come and try to beat you.
You know, you hope the offense stays as consistent as it was last week in the VMI game and obviously cuts down on the turnovers this week. What about the defense? I think for the first time this year, the defense probably didn't play up to its expectations, let alone anybody else's. What do you think the challenge all week long is to the Spider defense to try and tighten those screws come kickoff Saturday at Colgate?
well, you know, we only have 20 hours a week with these guys, but I'm just going to guess they're going over their hours this week, at least in film study. At least in film study, a Justin Wood-led offense is not going to let something like that go beyond that game. Phil Gray said it after the Trey Gray said it after the game on Saturday that, you know, they have a 24-hour rule, and obviously he's on offense, but this, you know, holds true for the defense as well. 24 hours go by, you let it go, and you just get back to work. And so this defense, I think and I hope, is going to really step up and show a huge improvement from last week.
You know, the other thing that's kind of interesting, and we'll kind of wrap it up on this point, another road Patriot League game. The Spiders haven't played a home Patriot League game yet, so we're kind of finding our way in some new venues and some new areas. And this is no excuse. This is just part of life in the Patriot League. Like last week, we stay in Harrisburg. That's about an hour away from Bucknell. This week, we're going to stay in Syracuse. Those of us that are Syracuse grads, happy to go back there and see it. But that's about an hour away from Colgate as well. So you got to kind of get used to some new things on the road. That is all part of the challenge of winning games away from home.
And this team has been through the gauntlet of travel this year so far. Some really long trips to start the season. And granted, we're flying up to Colgate, so this is going to be one of the shorter trips, honestly, even though the mileage from Richmond to Hamilton, New York, is probably the furthest of any game we'll play this year. You know, that flight makes a huge difference on fatigue, on keeping your legs loose. So, you know, it's going to be a good opportunity to get up there and take the flight. And, you know, hopefully it's 2 hours round trip, hour flight up there, hour in the bus, and we'll be all set.
Look to get the first Patriot League win and then set their sights on homecoming when the Spiders come home to finally play a Patriot League game against Holy Cross a week from Saturday. All right. Thanks to our special Spider player guest, Azeez Foster-Powell. Christian, thanks. We'll look forward to the game Saturday at Colgate.
Thanks, Bob.
That game kicks off at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Our coverage on 106.1 ESPN at 12:30. It'll also be available on ESPN+. We'll be back next week to wrap up the Colgate game and preview homecoming at Robins Stadium when the Spiders host Holy Cross. Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of the Spider Insight Podcast.